Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk to Anthony Terling, who has been on the show before. We've had him on several times to promote the Austin First Foundation. As we think about young people across the state of Alabama and beyond who are fighting rare diseases, those families go through a lot. And Anthony and his wife, Lindsay, had that battle for 4 years trying to find out what was going on with their son, Austin. Austin would actually be turning 13 this year. Instead, their son passed away in July of 2022 at just 9 years old after that four-year journey to finally receive a diagnosis of an ultra-rare neurodegenerative brain disease caused by a mutation in the UBA5 gene. Anthony and Lindsay walked through this as parents. It became the Austin First Foundation, which is an organization to help those families across Alabama and beyond navigate rare disease, raise awareness, and fund research. Anthony, welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Man, Mark, welcome. Glad to be with you. I couldn't have said it any better. Need to have you open us for different presentations and media interviews. That was a sometimes I even forget the timeline of everything that my wife and I have been through, but most importantly, what this foundation is doing and what Austin has done. So thank you for having us.
Well, I'm happy to help in whatever capacity I can. And this golf tournament has been an amazing effort. And I don't know that you and Lindsay ever could have predicted how it would turn out, but it's been a real success when it comes to the Austin First Foundation. Tell us about what you've seen develop over the years through Austin First Foundation.
Man, it's a humbling experience and just super I don't know, joyous through a bad, story as far as, my son dealing with the rare disease he had, and obviously, moving on to probably bigger and better things as far as heaven goes. But, through that, we just pinch ourselves sometimes. We obviously, like any other person or couple that want to put on, create an organization. It is a business. It's a 501c3 nonprofit that Austin First Foundation is. And like many of people, we put a business plan together. We put our goals down on paper, and they have far exceeded even what we were thinking we could do with this nonprofit. We're a nonprofit with zero paid employees. There are no employees. It is a volunteer driven labor of love between my wife and I, our board, and many other people. And so, yes, the golf tournament known as Aces for Austin is in its fourth year, coming up May 18th, 2026. And it's just been amazing to see the growth that we've had in it, the exposure we've been able to create for those with rare disease, and then also the money that we've been able to raise. And without people like you and your airways and many other people, whether it's sharing it on social media, doing interviews on TV, radio, podcasts, we've really started to reach across the country with this. So like I said, this is our fourth annual Aces for Austin Charity Golf Tournament. It's May 18th, 2026 at Grand National, Robert Trent Jones Trail in Opelika. We've been able to raise, specifically donating $101,000 alone from the golf tournament in those 3 years. So we hope to continue on that. Last year we were able to raise and donate $47,000 from the third annual event, and we hope to exceed that for the fourth annual.
Anthony, for those who are hearing about your family in Austin for the first time, introduce us to Austin. Tell us about what he was like beyond the medical charts and the diagnosis he received.
Ooh, man, he was a, to paint a picture of if you can walk in the shoes of his, he was had a bright smile. If you go to austinfirst.org, that's 1ST as the first is spelled, but austinfirst.org, you will see on the homepage a bright smile. He had a light and a smile that would literally light up a dark room. And I say dark and light because he was the light in a very dark situation. The way he would, his laugh, his smile, and to really paint a picture, if you think of even a 9-year-old, when you mentioned in your intro, he passed away at 9 years old. He was a 9-year old that never said, never spoke words. He made noises. He laughed. He had a laugh that was like no other, had a great personality, but never spoke a word. We always said that if you learn to communicate with Austin, it's through his eyes and through his smile and frankly, his body language. But he was a 9-year old. As far as his body goes, but he was like a 2-month-old when it came to what he could do, physically and cognitively. He was 24/7 care, when it came to, his condition. But as far as his personality, me and my wife like to think that he would have one of the greatest personalities you could ever imagine in a human. As one of my buddies said one time, these kids that go through, or really any human, it doesn't matter if it's a kid or an adult that has a very extreme medical condition and they have no reason to smile or be happy. That was not Austin. Austin was happy, would laugh. Even there's a picture of him when he's vented, as far as a ventilation tube down his throat, and he's smiling one time when he was in the hospital. So, his courage and his energy to overcome what he dealt with gave my wife and I all the energy and love to be able to do what we do on a daily basis. And for us, even when he passed away in July of 2022, we didn't let that stop us from what we knew Austin First Foundation could do for others. And that's really what it was always started as. Yes, it's in Austin's name, but that was to give him you know, to share and continue on his legacy, but also to teach people that, hey, through a bad story, through a terrible situation, you can do good things and also make the best of it. And that's what we've just done and tried to do through the foundation and obviously with the golf tournament and who we support.
Through your journey and your openness, you and Lindsay being open to this, you've had other families that you've been able to talk to be able to support because of Austin's battle. When you think back to what you and Lindsay had to go through and Austin, your family, when did you first realize that something wasn't right? And what were those early months and years like for you and Lindsay and your family?
You know, those first few months, I would say the first year of his life, you know, was a little hard to understand that he was dealing with something deeper as far as the genetic condition that you mentioned earlier with the UBA5 gene. In his first year, he had hip dysplasia. He actually had two dislocated hips that were not necessarily directly related to the condition, but were a part of it. So that was also challenging from a physical standpoint. He was in different harnesses. He was actually in a cast, a full body cast. So you can imagine if you're, you know, a kid is developing normally, you're seeing things happen within that first year. Those things didn't happen just because he was physically limited with those casts and that and those devices that were helping improve his dislocated hips. You know, but then around that 1 year mark, you know, we started realizing whether it was the eye gaze, you know, staring off in the distance, not making eye contact with us. If you've ever had a newborn or even an infant within that first year drink a bottle, you know, they suck down a bottle very fast. If you a 4 ounce bottle could take a child of that age, you know, a few minutes to drink, it would take Austin hour plus. So that was also a sign, the way he would eat or drink a bottle. So we started asking more questions, started having more in-depth doctor's visits, more specialists were coming in. We even went to a cardiologist one time, you know, and nothing was being there were no answers. And Children's Hospital of Alabama plays a big role in this. UAB does too, University of Alabama, Birmingham. UAB has a program called the Undiagnosed Disease Program. This is a program that Austin First Foundation supports and gives money to, along with the Children's Hospital of Alabama Foundation. So through that Undiagnosed Disease Program and the network that these institutions and hospitals are connected to, we made a trip up to Vanderbilt to see their specialist and their doctors for a 3-day stay. And basically, we're given a working diagnosis, if you could see my air quotes, working diagnosis, because there were, as one doctor said, you need keys to a door. Diagnoses are keys. We were given no diagnoses, as you mentioned in your intro, for 4 years. He was undiagnosed for that long. So we to allow us to have some sort of insurance or some kind of help, whether it was with therapy or physical medical equipment. You know, we had to buy a stander that's used to help kids stand when they have issues with mobility. That's a $5,000 expense that insurance doesn't cover. You know, so when you talk about advocating and helping people, that's what we truly have walked through ourselves, but also know the resources and the places to go to get help. And so long story short, once we received that working diagnosis, there was genetic studies starting to happen through UAB and other entities that are a part of a national network for undiagnosed diseases. And so we were able to receive a diagnosis after four and a half years through that network and through our doctors and through our support system to tell us that he had an ultra rare genetic brain disease called UBA5. And there really is no recognized name for it. It's just the gene in your body that everybody has called UBA5, and it mutated. And that's what happened. And so Austin, that is the condition he has to this day. As we sit here in 2026, to our knowledge, with all the people we know and the medical institutions we work with, there's still only around 45 to 50 known cases in the entire world of this condition. Now, I say all that, yes, Austin's condition is super ultra rare, but as far as rare diseases as a whole, there are over 6,000 to 7,000 different types, and this affects our entire world, obviously our country and the state of Alabama. And to give you some idea, in Alabama, 8.5% of our population have a diagnosed rare disease. That's around 400,000 population. And then in the country, it's 1 in 10 Americans have some sort of or diagnosed rare disease. So you can see this is a big problem. And yes, Austin First Foundation does focus on the disease Austin had, but we also focus on supporting all rare diseases as a whole.
Right now, folks, we're talking to my friend Anthony Turling, the co-founder, along with his wife Lindsay, of the Austin First Foundation. He's sharing the story of his son Austin and the journey he and his wife Lindsay have walked through rare disease and loss. When we come back, we're going to talk about how their family turned grief into purpose and how Austin's legacy is helping families across the state and beyond. And Anthony, if you'll stick with me, we'll jump into the golf tournament that's coming up in May, the big fundraiser for Austin First Foundation, okay?
Ready to go.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in. Perhaps they'll listen.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we highlight Austin First Foundation with my friend Anthony Turling. Glad to have Anthony back on the show to share about Austin First Foundation, what they're doing to help families across the state of Alabama and beyond. And we're talking also about the upcoming golf tournament taking place in May, and glad to have Anthony back on the line. Welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. As we think about the ways that you honor Austin's life today, and you think about the Austin First Foundation, what are some of the ways that you continue to honor Austin's life in your own way with you and Lindsay?
Well, you know, we celebrate, you know, the little things. Obviously, his birthday. We do celebrate, you know, the anniversary of the day passed. You know, he has a younger brother that I can tell you has probably been harder than anything. Losing your child is the hardest thing. But having a sibling that you have to explain to, you know, why we went from a family of four to a family of three, and a younger child that had an older brother that he was very in tune with what his condition was. But you can imagine, I mean, he's, you know, Sullivan is his name. He's currently 8 years old. So, you know, at that time he was super young, didn't fully understand. And still to this day, I mean, I was actually having a conversation with Sullivan the other day about this. Him asking questions, and we don't shy away from it. But that's probably one of the harder things for my wife and I, is just navigating, you know, what you thought your life would be versus what your life turns out to be. But for us, we didn't, you know, we understand that there's only so much you can control in life. And we certainly couldn't control the condition that Austin was born with. To give you an idea of how recessive this is, as far as, you know, could happen in other kids, Sullivan had an 85% chance to get the exact same thing. He was gone. He went through testing. We obviously, you know, are a carrier of this, you know, and so for him, he was a miracle. But other ways we honor Austin is, you know, we actually have an endowed scholarship through the college that I graduated from in Montgomery, Auburn University, Montgomery. There's some unique ties to how this golf tournament got started. And it started when I was a student getting my sports management degree, because I work in sports business. So there's a unique tie to that college and to how this golf tournament, Aces for Austin, actually got created. So we endowed a scholarship through AUM for the sport management students, but also the special education students, to really continue on Austin's legacy that way. So that's another way. We obviously donate to Children's Hospital. We do some really special things with them throughout the year, not only through the golf tournament, but during Christmas, where we do a toy drive. We were sitting in the hospital for probably 70 plus days, one of the stints with Austin, during the holidays. And we noticed, you know, different challenges that families have while their family member, obviously their one of their kids, is hospitalized. And so that's one other way. But, you know, for us, telling Austin's story is the main way. We have a blog that we constantly are posting personal stories from, whether it be my wife and I's perspective, the grandparents' perspective, the family members. You know, so we really try to share intimate details about Austin's life, whether it's during his life or now post life. We truly believe that awareness is one of the biggest things that we can help others with. And it's not awareness just for Austin. It's not awareness for the condition. It's awareness for what people that have a medically fragile child, or if it's their condition, that go through on a daily basis. It's the condition is obviously the individual's challenge that they walk through every day, but the people that help care for them, the family members, the friends, the employees, the employers, you know, everyone has a part in it, and everyone has a part that is challenging, right? So we try to talk about that as much as we can, whether it be through the golf tournament, through our annual events that we have, through Rare Disease Day, just through our website, austinfirst.org, you know, like I said, through the blog. So really every day we try to honor his life and legacy and just make an impact by telling his story.
As we think about what you were going through with Austin, you and Lindsay, and obviously you have to think your immediate family at that point, but at what point did you and Lindsay decide that Austin's story could actually help other families that were in the similar boat with rare disease?
It's a fascinating God story. We're people of faith, and we believe in, you know, the power of God and having faith in something you can't see. And really it started before Austin's diagnosis was even given. It was sitting in a hospital at a very similar time frame I mentioned earlier about the holidays. Well, that 70 day stay obviously didn't just happen during the holidays. It happened in the early fall. And so we were sitting there. I was in the hospital with Austin. My wife was at home in Auburn raising Sullivan, our second child, as a newborn. I read a devotion every day, and she was reading one very similar. And we turned to Austin's birthday, which was June 27th. And it wasn't even the day, June 27th of the day I'm sitting there reading that devotion, because it was sometime in October. And we read a Bible verse that talks about be content in your circumstances. And then I read another Bible verse talking about how you may not understand now, but you'll understand later. And I've always been around nonprofit charitable work, and my wife's family, her dad specifically, have always been involved with giving back. So it was already in our nature and our DNA to help. But obviously we didn't realize we'd be doing this, you know, through our own son's story. And that's kind of how it started. I started asking questions about how to set a nonprofit up. Literally the day that I was sitting in Children's Hospital and I read that Bible verse about not understanding now, which you will understand later, I called the head of development for Children's Hospital Foundation and asked questions and said, I want you to know who we are because we're going to help y'all one day. And then the rest is history. From 2019 on, this foundation has been a 501c3 nonprofit, you know, trying every day to impact people, tell Austin's story, raise funds and support.
And Anthony, how has this work helped you and Lindsay process your own grief?
Oh, I love that question. There's a blog that we actually have posted from November of last year. So November of 2025. And literally the title is Helping is Healing. That says it all right there. My wife came up with the title. Heck, my wife probably wrote most of the blog. It really has become a way for us to grieve, but also to heal. I'm a firm believer time does not always heal wounds. They just get re-scratched and they get reopened. Because, I mean, I hate to say it, but every year we get reminded of whether it's his birthday when he's not here or his death anniversary. There's many reminders that remind you daily that someone's not here, whether it's, you know, a parent, a friend, a family member, or a child in this case. You know, and I think for us, just doing the little things, you talk about talking to other parents. We've talked to parents across the world through Facebook, through Instagram. You know, we've talked to parents all over the country. We've had Zooms with family members or parents asking us questions. And what they don't realize is us helping them helps us. That golf tournament, the annual Children's Hospital Christmas give back we do, every single time we speak about Austin and or have an event, it is a healing moment for us. And I can't sit here and say that it's easy. We make jokes after me and my wife and I, we have a great sense of humor, but after the golf tournament, it's a lot that we put into this when you're hosting 130 something golfers from 7 to 8 states and you're trying to put on a very, you know, professional first class event for the people that are supporting you. And also to make sure that you are respecting your child's life through that. It takes a lot out of us, emotionally, physically, you know, but I can say at the end of the day, it is one of the greatest feelings that we get to have, even in the midst of such a terrible story, as far as Austin losing his life. So I would encourage people, Helping is Healing is the blog. If you just Google Helping is Healing, Austin First Foundation, hope you'll see the blog pop up, and there'll be a lot more details of how this journey helps us every day.
And because we want to help Austin First Foundation, we're going to talk about ACES for Austin Golf Tournament coming up on May 18th. And tell us what you would like listeners to know about this tournament, how they can get involved, whether that's golfers, businesses, and sponsors.
I would just say this, a golf tournament is a great vessel for fellowship, for ways to obviously raise money for your business to get exposure. And don't think just because you don't golf. I don't golf. People find that very fascinating. A, I work in the sports industry, and B, I'm helping, you know, put on a golf tournament for Austin First, and I don't play golf. But I always challenge people to say is, just because you don't play golf doesn't mean you can't support this. And so just sharing it, you know, we're on Instagram and Facebook, you know, share the information. You never know who feels compelled to either donate, you know, financially a small amount or a large amount or sponsor. As you heard me mention, this is not just an event in the Opelika Auburn area. We get people from, last year we had 7 to 8 states represented, all the way from Boston to Salt Lake City, all over Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, and beyond, North Carolina included. And so between, you know, sponsorship packages that range of all different types, all different price points, to obviously golfing, we take individual golf entries, and it's a foursome scramble, so a team of four. And then as far as donations, we receive donations monetary. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so as far as monetary donations, but also we are real big on the silent auction and the prizes. So if you come to this event, you're going to get a lot of stuff. You're going to get way more than a good meal, a good breakfast, a good time, and obviously a phenomenal golf course. You're going to get stuff just for coming. And so we always encourage people, if you have silent auction items that are things like memorabilia, trips, you know, experiences, anything like that. People love a good spa trip, a good hotel stay. So really three ways to support the event. You can sponsor it, you can donate of some sort, or you can enter to golf.
And my last question, Anthony, what would you want to say to parents or caregivers who feel like they're walking this road alone with rare disease?
Hope. There's always, you know, the way, I'm terrible about sayings, but there's a saying, you know, obviously about the storm. You know, there's a storm that goes through life, right? Life's not easy. You know, if you're a believer and you read the Bible, life is certainly not made to be easy. And obviously our life wasn't easy, but we're not going to sit here and sugarcoat it, that there were hard days. There were days where we were mad. There were days where we questioned. There were days we were happy. And there's so much more joy, joyous days than we ever had bad days, even now. And so I just always tell parents, remembering what we were going through and really still going through, there's always hope. There's always someone or somebody or a family that's going through something similar. It may not be exactly the same, as I used to tell my wife, but there is always a beautiful rainbow or a sunshine day through that stormy cloud or that stormy day. And I can say that 100%, even now, knowing that Austin is not with us and Austin is looking down on us, that we have had a lot of bright, sunshiny days post Austin's death. And some of that is in the form of what we're doing with Austin First Foundation. So I just say, the bad days will not last. Find people that can give you hope. Find people that can help you, because there's plenty of people out there. And the last thing I just say is ask for help. It may not be the person you think that'll help you. It may not be the person in your community. It may be a person all across this world. My wife and I, Lindsay, have been fortunate to know families all across this world that are helping support initiatives just like this. So use the power of the internet and social media, but there's always hope, and just ask for help. That's what I would say.
Folks, if you would like to learn more about the Austin First Foundation, donate, or get involved with Aces for Austin Charity Golf Tournament coming up May the 18th, you can visit austinfirstfoundation.org. That's Austin, and then the number one, stfoundation.org. As always, Anthony Turling, I appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show to share about you and Lindsay's journey with Austin and your family, what you've gone through, your experience, and thank you for pouring yourself into other families who need that support. Austin's legacy is still changing lives through the work that you and Lindsay are doing today.
Thank you, Mark. And you've been a big, big partner, supporter, and friend of ours since day one. And thank you for allowing us to be on your show annually, multiple times a year. And you're a big, big, big part of what we're doing together. So thank you.
Absolutely. Always happy to help, Anthony. And folks, I want you to support Austin First Foundation too. And as always, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers like Austin and his family and their journey. And I want you to share this show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities, not just in Alabama, but around the country and even the world. We want to make a difference where we can. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.